open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people with terrible pastimes. Dear people with terrible pastimes, seriously? Hey, anybody want to be part of my Civil War reenactment? I think I'd rather be shot by my own brother in the gut during winter and then slowly die from dysentery. So that's a no? Yeah, that's a no. Brewing your own beer? That's a real hobby that people do. You know, you can just go to the store and buy that stuff. Also, it's made by professionals and it's already cold when you buy it. Has anyone ever offered you a beer that they brewed themselves? And your first thought was, I bet this is going to be really good. Of course not. When someone offers you a beer that they brewed themselves, you imagine a man's hairy arms stirring a cloudy yellow liquid in their own bathtub. Going to a gun range is a pastime that I can understand. But any other weapons makes you seem like a psycho. Collecting swords? I don't think so. I collect Chinese stars. Cool. Do you promise not to kill me from across the room? I'm definitely not into hunting. Why not call it what it really is? Murdering animals. Hunting is a sport. Hunting is a sport. Really? You have a high-powered rifle. What is a deer supposed to use to protect itself? Cuteness? How boring do you sound if you're filling out a survey or a dating profile, and for other interest, you put down bread making or stamp collecting?
Ooh.
What do you expect someone's reaction to be whenever you tell them you like to do puzzles? You know who does puzzles? 5-year-old kids and 80-year-old ladies who all our friends have died. If you're looking for a pastime, here's a thought. Works for men and women. Go to the gym. Nobody is going to like you because you're an amateur blacksmith. But if you go to the gym a lot and you're in really good shape, then they'll be like, I know it's weird that Cindy's an amateur blacksmith, but have you seen her body? I'm Galvin from The Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people with terrible pastimes.